from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Southside Jake with us now. Good morning, Jake. How we doing, bud?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
We are outstanding. Hit us. Hit us. Let's go.
We're ready to
roll. We're ready to compete.
Yep.
Right before the segment started, Doran looks me in the eye and he goes, let's get this win.
Uh-huh.
So we're feeling it.
Hey, real quick, before I get started, I have a quick testimonial. You know, I was in my office yesterday, and, you know, throughout the day, people stop in, you know, customers or whatnot. Guy walks in, and, you know, I greet him. Hey, I'm Jake. How can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, are you the guy from the Band Morning Show?
Let's go.
I listen every Tuesday. So, guys, radio works. I can't say it enough.
Let's go.
I love it.
Let's go.
Let's go. But, all right, let's get on to the questions here. Oh, man, I have a good feeling about this one today. For me, not for you guys.
Rip it, baby.
All right. 14 days prior to a Major League Baseball being used in a game, how is it stored?
In the humidor, right?
Boom. You
wow.
Got it. Let's go.
Look at that. It's like a cigar.
Man, you were quick.
They treat baseballs like a cigar? I did not know that.
Yep. I figured you were going to have that one, Doran. No. I know you are a big stogie guy.
Oh, no. I'm Southside Jake. I'm feeling really good about this.
Yep. Yep.
Please, let's go. Softball cracked right out of the park. Humidor.
Yeah, I got to throw you a bone here or there. You know that. Come on.
That's true. We always do start fairly confidently.
Nah, that was a good one, honestly. Great job. All right, shifting gears here, Olympics. Team USA, what men's professional basketball player holds the record for the most medals with Team USA?
Are you laughing back there, Callis? What do you got?
What was that noise?
It has to be LeBron James.
It's not LeBron, but I'll give you another shot at it.
Oh, man.
Larry Bird.
No. Kind of a modern era player, guys.
Kobe.
Just in the past 20 years.
Kobe.
No. Jeez. So the answer is Carmelo Anthony.
What? Oh, man. He is Mr. Olympics.
Four medals. 3 golds and 1 bronze.
We don't talk about the bronze. All right, so we're 1-1 here. This will break the tie. This is for all the marbles.
The rubber match. Let's go. And I want Callis in on this one because he's the baseball guy, right?
So he says, yeah.
All right. We all know what it means to hit for the cycle, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the last Pirates player to hit for the cycle?
Well, I remember distinctly, he was not the last one, but I remember distinctly that Daryl Ward hit a cycle. I think the answer is Daniel Vogelbach, though. I think Daniel Vogelbach hit for the cycle with the Pirates, and if not, he did it immediately with the Mets upon being traded. But I recall a Daniel Vogelbach cycle. Do we have any other guesses before we make an official guess here?
Thought it was Jason Kendall, but...
No, because Daryl Ward hit one more recently than Kendall did.
It was 2005, then.
Yeah. My cat ran away.
It wasn't Vogelbach, or no.
My cat ran away and then came back that night whenever he hit the cycle. Remember it very vividly, Daryl Ward. Do we got a better guess?
I like Daryl Ward. It wasn't Vogelbach.
It could have been Vogelbach.
It wasn't.
All right.
It wasn't Vogelbach.
Son of a...
You know, we're gonna have to get some inside information on this one because my sources tell me that it was Jason Kendall in 2000.
There you go.
There's no way that's right. I love you, but there's no way.
We're gonna look that one up.
Yeah, Daryl Ward, Pirates cycle.
Yeah, look it up. You got the computer. You cheat all the time.
Ward hit it. Well, wait. My man's coming in here with fraudulent questions. Ward hit it too. Ward hit a two-run double in the first, an RBI triple in the fourth, golfed a three-run homer in the fifth, and singled in the ninth. He was the first Pirates player to hit for the cycle since Jason Kendall on May 19, 2000.
All right, guys, I'm not perfect. Come on.
There we go.
That was in 2004. There's got to be more recent Pirates cycle than that, though.
Is John Jaso?
Let's look at that.
Jaso.
2000 was Jason Kendall.
Pittsburgh Pirates history, the cycle. John Jaso had one. Yeah.
What year?
2016.
Yeah. So way to really suck there, Southside Jake.
Yeah,
you know who wins? Nobody, including the listener. We've all lost.
Yes.
Thank you for your time, buddy.
I'm going to have to vet my sources a little bit harder next time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, they got this thing on the internet called Google.
Yeah,
perhaps
the source
you could
is
ask
you.
Jeeves. Yeah. What are you doing
Jeeves.
Here? Maybe give Jeeves a call.
I'm like a typical radio personality. Sometimes sources don't come through. And, you know, you can't be perfect. You can't be blamed for that.
Typical radio personality. I have a source. The source is me.
Yes, the source is just me. Thank you for your time, Jake. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jake.
See you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.